Yes, blessing, as regards the SADC and AU guidelines, in our considered view, Zimbabwe is within the SADC and AU guidelines. We've looked at our laws, we've looked at the SADC guidelines. Everything that they are complaining about is clearly covered within our constitution and our laws. Our constitution clearly stipulates that ZEC is an independent body, not subject to the control of anyone, and that is in compliance with the SADC and AU guidelines. And it clearly lays out the work of ZEC and our electoral laws. They are compliant with everything that is there. So insofar as we are concerned, we believe that we should not just waste resources doing cosmetic changes to the legislation that are already materially covered by the existing legislation.
There was also concern that ZEC was not independent because it was not controlling its budget. Has this been rectified?
That is not true, Blessing. You may recall that last year I was the Portfolio Committee Chair of the Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee. We raised this when we noticed that the budget for ZEC was under the Ministry of Justice. And we pointed that to Honorable Chinamasa that that was an anomaly. And he agreed. And last year, ZEC was receiving their appropriation directly from Ministry of Finance. And that is the same thing this year. In fact, the minister, Honorable Chinamasa, has already set aside within the current budget an amount for elections. An amount of which, if any players feel it's not adequate, they are free to go to the Portfolio Committee of Justice to raise their concerns, to raise the argument, so that as we debate the budget, parliamentarians will then debate on behalf of the various stakeholders to say that for ZEC to adequately carry out its mandate, can we ensure that a budget of so much is included, and then Parliament passes that budget.
Lastly, Honorable Ziyambi, there is a concern about the right to vote with some of the electoral monitoring bodies arguing that prisoners and Zimbabweans in the diaspora have the right to vote. What's your take on that?
Yes, thank you very much. Like I said earlier, we had an indaba in Bulawayo where we deliberate on most of these electoral issues. And the conclusion then, which was not challenged by most of these civic society organizations which were present when the experts and the legal experts who were making presentations did their presentation, was that we have a legal framework that adequately covers most of these areas, and there was no need for us to go that route. However, let me say that at this juncture, we cannot go to those specific issues regarding the diaspora vote, the right of the prisoners, because after that indaba, they decided to take the issues to court. So we await the determination of the court, and the court, I understand, is sitting on the 8th of January. Once that determination has been given, we then know the direction to proceed.